My name is David O'Hare and I work for Trocra. In March this year, when the COVID-19 pandemic took hold and many countries were closing their borders, I happened to be in Honduras. I was there to report on the work Trocra's doing on behalf of people here at home, work that's only made possible by the generosity of parishioners all over Ireland. The main area of work I was there to see was around supporting human rights defenders. Honduras has one of the highest homicide rates in the world and is one of the most dangerous places to be a human rights defender. These are ordinary women and men who are standing up for their communities in the face of exploitation by big businesses, such as mining corporations, logging companies and plantations. These businesses are forcing local people, mainly indigenous communities, from their land, polluting the rivers and stripping the landscape of its trees. In a country of massive inequality and corruption, these businesses are doing this with impunity, or indeed with the aid of the government and military. A powerful minority control most of the land and other resources in Honduras, while the majority live in poverty. This is quite literally a life and death struggle for local people. Dozens of these human rights and environmental defenders have been murdered. While I was there, I visited the graves of a father and son who were brutally shot dead for standing up for their community. Trocra's training communities to defend their social, political and civil rights, as well as providing legal aid and support to human rights defenders. Since March, of course, the people of Honduras have had to face even more challenges. In common with the rest of humanity, they're trying to cope with the COVID pandemic. There are officially over 120,000 cases of COVID in the country, but the real figure is estimated to be much higher, as the testing system is not as effective as elsewhere. COVID-19 is a real threat in the communities where we work. Indeed, members of Trocra's mostly Honduran team have lost close family members to the virus. As if the Honduran people weren't suffering enough, in the last 4 weeks the country's been devastated by two hurricanes, first Eta and then Iota. Hundreds of people are dead or missing. Hundreds of thousands have been left homeless and hospitals and schools have been destroyed. Trocra's partners were involved in the rescue of flood-hit communities and indeed the work we've supported on early warning systems no doubt helped save lives. 2020 has been a particularly disastrous year for the communities we work with in Honduras, but the people are strong, resilient, proud and many have a deep faith. They will continue to strive for a better life and a more secure future in 2021. Your support will enable us to continue to help them in their struggle. In the season of Advent, we pray for our brothers and sisters, not just in Honduras, but all over the developing world, and ask Jesus to give them the strength to carry on in the direst of circumstances. God bless.